This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I realized I said Thursday at the start of the show, and the emails came pouring in. Hey, you're off a day, whatever. Look, I was just testing you, okay? Congratulations. You passed. It's a Wednesday. You caught that. See, I was just playing a little game. I definitely didn't screw up the day whatsoever. We're going to talk about the world realigning right now as it pertains to America. This will come back to Trump and Russia and Ukraine and all the things that are going on right now. Trump's suing authors that use anonymous sources, or at least he's threatening to. One Democrat thinks they're going to lose every election unless they change one specific thing, all that, emails, so much more coming up on the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, not a Thursday. See, you passed again. It's so funny. Anyway, let's talk about Trump, Russia, Ukraine, the world, because he's making big statements. Statements like this.
But I love the countries of Europe. I love all countries, frankly, all different. But European Union's been, it was formed in order to screw the United States. I mean, look, let's be honest. The European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That's the purpose of it. And they've done a good job of it. But now I'm president.
What will happen in these countries where the EU retaliate?
They can't. I mean, they can try.
Let's talk. Then we'll come back to what he's saying there. Let's talk. I love what he's saying, but let's discuss who we are as a country and really how we got here. So much of this, there's a lot of things that go into how America became what it really is now. So maybe we should start there. What are we now? We are the donor country of the world. We are. And really, Republicans and Democrats both seem to agree on this. Certainly the establishment types. Now, this is changing, but the establishment types, they may disagree on this detail or that country or whatnot, but they really think America should be policing the world. America should be the world's charity. Other countries should be able to come to America and make withdrawals as if America is an ATM. America is the protector and provider of planet Earth. That's where we are now. Now, what goes into that first? Let's rewind, do a little history like we always do. What goes into that first? We have to go to our base DNA as a country. And this is something you can be proud of. I am proud of it. But the United States of America was founded on a lot of different things, but it was founded, one, by Christians. That's going to come to play. Stay with me here. It was founded by Christians. It was founded by people who had lofty ideas about what kind of country they wanted. Remember, the founders were very, very proud of this experiment. They fought this revolution, which we weren't even supposed to win. I'm sure in their heart of hearts, some of them didn't think we were going to win, but we cast off the most powerful country on the world, Britain. And then they spent all this time hammering out a document, and they loved it, and they were proud of it, and they should have been proud of it, should have been very proud of it. What do you mean there's this country that the people are free? Wait, they all have guns? This is amazing. They can say whatever they want? The government is so limited, they actually outline the few things it's allowed to do? This place is wild. They were proud of that. And Americans think highly of America, and they think highly of themselves, and they want to be, this comes back to the founded by Christians thing, they want to be good and charitable. They have that kind of mentality. So that went into it. Now, that didn't always translate to getting involved in other people's affairs, foreign. In fact, completely the opposite. Those feelings of we want to do what is good, we really did that here at home, or at least tried to. We succeeded. We failed. I get all that. I understand all the mistakes and flaws. But it didn't apply to abroad. In fact, the founders were emphatic, and several generations after the founders were emphatic. You stay out of other people's business. We are a free country. We will trade with everybody. We're not getting involved in Europe's wars. They're in wars every other day. This is not our problem. We are not doing this. That's not the kind of country we were. And up until World War I, that was firmly America's foreign policy. Both parties, that was firmly America's foreign policy. We do not go adventuring abroad. Or as John Quincy Adams said, we don't go looking for monsters to slay. We stay here. That was the American foreign policy. Do keep in mind, the foreign policy we have now of America everywhere at all times, that's the new one. That's not the founding policy of this country. Okay, get up to World War I. We're talking Woodrow Wilson era. Woodrow Wilson was very much a tyrant. Just like America's Democrats today, Woodrow Wilson was a tyrant to the bone. He thought extremely highly of himself. He thought he was certainly much better and smarter than the stupid peasants out there, the dumb voters. And Woodrow Wilson saw this big country, all this economic power, all this power. And like so many tyrants before him, Woodrow Wilson wanted to use it. You know, Alexander the Great's father gets assassinated, and Alexander the Great takes over this incredible military that his father, Philip II, was using, and Alexander the Great's not going to sit at home and polish his shield with that army. He wants to use it. Look, I could pick your tyrant. So many of them have done it. When you have power like that, you want to use it. Woodrow Wilson wanted us involved in World War I. We said, no, no, no. The American people were, it was well over 95% said, nope, not our problem, not our war. Have a good time, Europe, go die. And American politicians tried and tried and tried to manipulate that. Finally, everything kind of fell into place. The Zimmerman telegram, if you know anything about history, where we kind of caught the Germans coordinating with the Mexicans to try to attack us. Everything kind of just magically lined up and boom, we're in the war. Okay, it's bad. But right after that, America went right back and said, okay, no more. In fact, America was so emphatic, once again, that we do not get involved in other people's wars, that FDR, Mr. World War II himself, couldn't pry the guy out of office with a crowbar. Mr. World War II himself had to run constantly saying, we will not go to war. This war, this Hitler thing, this Europe thing, we're not going. We are not going. We are not going. He had to use it as a campaign promise because his opponents were using it against him. He's going to get us into war. He's a Democrat, just like Woodrow Wilson. He's going to get us into war. It was so damaging to FDR that the American people might think that he had to practically scream, your boys are not going to war. We are not going to war. But of course, we went to war. I'm not sure one of the people who lays that at FDR's feet, and I realize there are people out there, I'll have a bunch of emails saying that tomorrow, FDR did Pearl Harbor, but setting that aside, I don't believe that, but setting that aside, we ended up in a war. Japan attacked us like morons, and Adolf Hitler decided to double down on the idiocy and declare war on us for no reason. What a moron. We wouldn't have even really messed with them that much, but now we're in it. Now World War II. World War II, as you can tell, if you pay attention, it has formed so much of how this country thinks of itself and its place in the world. As we've discussed, it's our finest hour. You go talk to 100 people, it doesn't even matter political party, doesn't matter if they're political at all or historians. You go ask them, what's the greatest moment in America, the greatest accomplishment of America? About 90 of them out of 100 are going to say World War II, maybe 99. It's what comes to mind. We are proud and should be of what we did in World War II. It wasn't just the lives we gave to this world to fight the Nazis, to fight the Japanese. It was all the food, all the stuff, all the materials. We were the engine that ran World War II. We were. Even the Soviets, and I realized, what's the number? I think 8 out of 9 soldiers who died on the Allied side were Soviets. So even the Soviets, who gave up so much, and they did give up so much fighting the Nazi war machine, the Soviets collapsed like a house of cards if not for American industry handing them things that allow them to barely succeed at Stalingrad. Hitler almost had the Russia. He really did. He almost had the thing. The Soviets did it with us. We became the arsenal of democracy. But it went deeper than that. And our finest hour has ended up becoming an albatross around our neck. And we'll discuss the how and why about that before we get to the Russia-Ukraine stuff of today. Now, why are you still stressing about finding a good employee when ZipRecruiter's there? I understand the stress of trying to find good people. I really, really do. It's nothing worse than having an open position or some moron in a position. But ZipRecruiter's there to make it easy and make it easy fast. It's the one employers prefer the most for a reason. That's where all the people already are. I will tell you, I was actually talking to Chris and Corey about this. They both have resumes prepped, and frankly, they probably should, given their job performance. Quit, I'm kidding. But they said that's the first place I would go. You go throw it on ZipRecruiter. It's where the employers go because it's where the employees are. The first day, 4 out of 5 employers find somebody the first day. And you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Stop banging your head against the wall. Stop putting a help wanted sign on the door. Stop taking out an ad in the classifieds. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. If you want to email your Ask Dr. Jesse question for tomorrow, because I won't be here Friday, you can email that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're getting to America realigning itself with the world, but we're just kind of taking a long time to get there, talking a little bit about how we got to our foreign policy now. America everywhere, all the time. We are the sword and shield of the world. We are the grocery store of the world. We will provide everything. We will demand little in return. How did we get to that point? So we were talking about World War II. We did some lead up into that, but World War II, it finishes. And we had not only provided for the world, not just the lives, the equipment, the food, the everything. We had not only provided for the world, we'd done pretty well for ourselves in the process. Meaning, it's not as if we did all that stuff for nothing, for free. Like Lend-Lease, you've probably heard of Lend-Lease. If your history teacher in school was worth anything, you understand that, you know, like with Winston Churchill, the UK was unloading all of its money. And we decided we were going to help them out. Only we were getting things for that. Vast quantities of money. We were getting military bases. We were getting things for that. We not only helped out the world after World War II. World War II taught us that if we spend a fortune and we throw our money and our bombs and our bullets everywhere, that our power can increase. That we can really dictate to so much of the world which direction we want to go. And remember, we are proud and should be of World War II. That continued on and on and on. On and on. We never, ever broke that part of loving being the provider of the world. It makes us feel good as a country. And then when you mix in the fact that not only does it make us feel good as a country, but it enriches the elite, the political elite, the defense contractor elite. It enriches the powerful people in this country. It makes Americans in general feel good. When we look at Sudan and we look at a civil war, the Americans have traditionally, not so much anymore, traditionally, we want to help. Can't we get these people some food? Maybe send in the Marines to make sure the deaths will stop. That's how Americans now look at things. We should get involved. This is sad. We should get involved. That's bad. We should get involved. Let's get involved everywhere. Now we've gotten involved everywhere. The problem is, not only have we gotten addicted to being the world's sword and shield and grocery store, the rest of the world has gotten used to it as well. The rest of the world has simply gotten used to the fact, if I get in trouble, America will help. If I need something, I can get it from America. If we're going to have a trade deal, I'll screw America in ways they won't screw me. And because they're so wealthy, they're just going to let it go. Europe most definitely is part of this. Hey, I can do whatever I want to America. America will still pay for 90% of my national defense, demand very little in return, and essentially the entire free world has gotten used to blood sucking off the American taxpayer. Look, speaking of Canada, Trump brought it up today. He again brought up the 51st state thing, which no, I don't think is going to happen. But his reasoning, once again, is not that far off.
I say Canada should be our 51st state. There's no tariffs, no nothing. And I say that we give them military protection. They have a very small military. They spend very little money on military. On NATO, they're just about last in terms of payment because they say, why should we spend on military? That's a tremendous cost. Most nations can't afford to even think about it. Why should we spend on military? The United States protects us. And I would say that's largely true. We protect Canada, but it's not fair. It's not fair that they're not paying their way. And if they had to pay their way, they couldn't exist.
And back to what he was saying. I'll play this European Union sound cut again, because this goes to our point here. Americans, the American people, really before even Trump, the American people were growing tired of this arrangement. It seemed one-sided. It seems like we're getting screwed because we are. And when times are great, when everything's going gangbusters, the American people will be more understanding of it. You know, you want to stop on the way home and grab a beer with your buddies and put $20 on a football game. Well, after you just got a promotion at work and your wife got some pretty flowers last night and all the bills are paid and the bank account's got some money in it, that's not bad. I'm sure the wife would be fine with it. When you've been out of work for 3 months and barely making ends meet, that beer and that $20 on the football game doesn't look as good. American people are not making ends meet now. The American citizen is still struggling to make ends meet, and we don't want to hear about how critically important it is that this foreign country or that foreign country or this foreign thing or that foreign thing get our taxpayer dollars. There is no longer an appetite for that. America is starting to realign its place on the planet. And I'll be honest with you, I absolutely love it because I'm tired of funding it all too. You want to go Russia, Ukraine? You two want to have at it? Have at it. Go ahead. There's a lot of bad blood there. Have at it with your money. Period. Enjoy yourself. Europe wants it to keep going? Hey, Europe, write that check. Enjoy yourself. That's my point. Now we'll talk about this mineral deal real quickly. I'm going to first talk to you about half off at Legacy Box, because I think maybe there was some confusion. You see, Legacy Box, one, you know that these are American jobs. I want to be clear about this. They digitize your pictures. They digitize your camcorder. They digitize your VHS tapes. But they do it in Chattanooga, Tennessee. American citizens. They've been doing this for a decade. A million families have done this. These are wonderful family people who I've had dinner with multiple times. They believe in what they do. Those pictures you have sitting in a box of your wedding, your dad, your mom, your whatever, they are fading as we speak. They're more faded today than they were yesterday. You want to preserve those memories? Go to legacybox.com/Jesse and get half off. You don't have to fill up the box tomorrow. I know that sounds like an obligation. Fill it up when you want. Get it now and fill it up over time. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day, and yet we'll get to your Russian ally thing here in just a moment, Chris. I don't want to touch that quite yet, but update on that. Looks like we're going to have control of some of these minerals in Ukraine. We're going to have, apparently, according to NBC News, Russia's offering us a deal for some of the minerals in the territory it seized. Now, this can be good. It can be good because if you want the fighting to stop and America all of a sudden gets a vested financial interest there, then both countries, both of them need to be on their best behavior. Because it's no longer Russia beating up Ukraine, you start storming into our financial interest, now you're going to have a very real problem. And I'll tell you this about the Russians. You know, myself included, we have kind of a Cold War view of the big, scary Russian bear. Not that we're afraid of them, but we feel like, oh man, they're extra vicious or extra this or that. You know, Russian troops are scared to death of us. Scared to death of us. Our military is so much superior. Our training is so superior. Our guys are so much better than anything the Russians can put out there. The Russians, yeah, you can beat up on a country like Ukraine. You don't want to rumble with America. And they know it. They have no desire for that whatsoever. It looks like we're moving forward. It looks like the things that are in the deal are starting to crystallize. You know how we said we don't know anything that's in the peace agreement yet, and we still don't. There is no such thing as a peace agreement. But it looks like we know certain things. Russia is going to get to keep some of the territory it took. Ukraine, they are going to get security agreements, if you will. But again, talk about realigning the world. They asked Trump about that today. America's going to be providing that? And Trump very correctly said, no. Why would we?
President of Ukraine, can you talk a little bit about what type of security guarantees you're willing to make?
Well, I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much. We're going to have Europe do that because it's in, you know, we're talking about Europe as their next door neighbor.
Yeah. Yes. Again, realigning things. What? Security guarantees? They're clear over there. Why would we provide it? Have Europe do the daggone thing. Anyway, it looks like NATO is not going to be on the table for Ukraine. And of course, it wouldn't be. Russia is not going to allow a next door neighbor, someone who touches their border, to join the organization whose only purpose is to counter Russia. No country would allow such a thing. We would never allow any kind of an alignment like that. If Mexico or Canada tried to do that and you share a border with it, we would never allow that in a million years. That's off the table.
What concessions would you like to see?
Oh, I don't want to tell right now, but I can tell you that NATO you can forget about. I think that's probably the reason the whole thing started.
So that's off the table. Looks like Zelensky is going to show up hat in hand on Friday and pencil his name on the deal. Remember all that tough talk we had to get? I'm never going to sign away these minerals. These are our minerals. I'm not doing that. Yeah, well, you can make statements like that all day long, but leverage don't lie.
President Zelensky is going to be coming on Friday. That's now confirmed. And we're going to be signing an agreement, which will be a very big agreement. And that'll be on rare earth and other things. And as you know, we're in for probably $350 billion.
And that is that. Let's do a couple emails here. Jesse, I enjoy your show. Voted for Trump twice. Mostly agree with the sweeping changes made so far. I understand the necessity of these changes. As a paradox, my son was recently hired as a Department of Defense firefighter. His dad retired after serving as an active duty Air Force member, then civilian firefighter. Neither is a communist. Many federal first responders are very afraid of losing their jobs now. These are action-oriented roles where these people want to work and do their part on behalf of their country. They have not been working from home, etc. I realize it's selfish to worry about my family when so many are losing their jobs, but felt compelled to share this to provide perspective. Thank you for what you do in advance for taking time to read this. You don't have to feel bad about caring about your family. You better care about your family. That's your son. That's your dad. If you're one of the federal workers, and we've had a bunch, I've read you some of the emails. If you're one of the federal workers, one of the good ones, and you're worried about losing your job, I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry. I'm not sorry for any of the 92% scumbags that are in there. But if you're one of the good ones, I'm sorry. I know what it's like to be out of work. I get it. It's not. There's nothing at all selfish about caring about your family. That's, you should care about your family. Dear Nose Hair Oracle, after listening to you quote Lenin the other day, I went and looked up some of his quotes. He may have been evil, but he was smart and prophetic. Quote, Germany will militarize herself out of existence, England will expand herself out of existence, and America will spend herself out of existence. Vladimir Lenin. Let's hope he's not that prophetic, but look at it. It's frustrating, isn't it? To know that we are the rapper nation. And when I say rapper nation, I mean this way. How many times have you read a story about some gangster rapper who makes $30 million and then he goes bankrupt? And you think to yourself, how did you burn through $30 million? You couldn't live with $30 million? I'm not even telling you not to buy a Lamborghini or those diamond earrings, whatever, but you couldn't find a way to spend under $30 million? When I look at our national debt, I'm a little bit ashamed of it, if that makes sense. I'm a little bit ashamed of it for this reason. $36 trillion when you're already the wealthiest country in the history of the world? How in the world could you manage to spend $36 trillion more than you took in when you have, I don't want to say unlimited, because very clearly it's limited, but as close as a country can come to having an unlimited amount of money, that's what the United States of America had, and we somehow spent $36 trillion more than that. $36 trillion more than unlimited. Gosh, I'll tell you. Jesse, two of my best friends are proud sons of Ohio. They used to be proud conservatives, too. They both married communists. And now even I send them something that is common sense. They don't comment on it because it may be endorsed by Trump or conservatives. I can always tell when one of them is drinking, though, because he will turn almost completely into his old self and even have a sense of humor. It's really sad when conservative men subject themselves and get lost to communist women. Dude, it's heartbreaking, man. I have one buddy in particular I can think of. And I was in the Marines with him, and he was, you want to talk man's man type, tough as nails, man's man, stood up for what's right, not heavily political, but most definitely a Republican, had no time for Democrats at all, thought they were the most worthless, weak pieces of trash. And he got back, and I admit she was a dime, caught his eye. Some blonde-haired, green-eyed dime caught his eye, and he went head over heels, and I met her once, and I hated her freaking guts in 5 seconds, and the feeling was mutual. And I remember having met her, I'm still talking to her, and I remember looking at him, and I could tell he knew from the look on my face. I just looked, and he could tell. I was basically telling him, dude, are you kidding me? You can't be kidding me. With this is what you're going to settle down with. He did. On my life, he's got a coexist bumper sticker on his car now. That's freaking pathetic. Women turn communist in college. Men turn communist when they marry one. I've seen it happen so many times, I can't even count. All right, we have one more segment left. We'll talk quickly about suing authors who use anonymous sources. A Democrat thinks Democrats are nuts. All that and so much more coming up in the final segment of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And let's do remember, you don't have to feel like you feel now. You can be in a better mood. You don't have to be out of gas every day. 4 or 5 o'clock at night hits and you're counting the seconds till you go to bed because you're so tired. You know, I get home at night sometimes now and I just throw on my shoes and I go for a nice long walk. I get done with the day and I'm still so full of energy. I just need to go move. Thank you, Chalk. Natural herbal supplements at Chalk. They will change your life, man. If you don't want to try a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack, I get it. Maybe try some chocolate powder for a month. vitamins and minerals. You support in a smoothie or a glass of milk or something like that in the morning. Try it for a month. Natural herbal supplements will have you feeling like $1 million. And huge discounts on subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. CHOQ.com. Code Jesse is how you get that discount. You can cancel it anytime you want. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but I will return tomorrow for what will be our final show of the week because I have to leave town on Friday, but tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, so get your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So from insider paper, Trump threatens to sue authors and media who use anonymous sources. Here's how the media operates, and I know you already get this, but here's how the media operates. They will come up with the narrative they want, the communist narrative they want, the one designed to protect Democrats and smash Republicans. They will then invent sources completely out of thin air. They'll run an article that says, sources say. How many times have you read that? Sources say. Sources close to Trump, sources this, sources that. And it's always them. Almost every time, it's the author himself or herself. That's how they operate. Completely dishonest. One more thing before I touch on this Epstein stuff again and do a couple other things. Bill Maher, he said Democrats will lose every election due to forcing trans ideology on kids. Quote, you want to lose every election? Just keep coming down on the side of parents coming in second in a who gets to decide what goes on with my kid contest, Maher said. Now, Maher is nobody you need to be looking up to, certainly not on our side, but there are a few Democrats who at least can see the worst political mistake in the history of the United States of America. You've heard me say it a million times. The tranny stuff, it's just one of the strategic decision-making. It's dumbfoundingly bad on that side. It's unbelievably bad how anybody thought that was going to be a winner. Hey, let's just embrace this. Nobody likes it. Even the people who pretend are grossed out by it. Grossed out. It's creepy. It's not real. Men can't become women. Not, and it's not just kids either. Let's stop with this mealy mouse stuff where we actually have to act like we treat these people with kid gloves at all times. There's no kid gloves necessary. Stop affirming somebody's mental illness. I don't care whether you're 3 or 93. If you chop your penis off and take some hormones, you cannot become a woman. If you're a woman and you decide to have your breasts removed and you decide to mutilate your body, I don't care how many things you cut off and how many things you paste on there like Mr. Potato Head, you're never going to be a man. That is not how it works. That is against the laws of God, the laws of anything you want. That is basic biology that has always been understood. But the communists could not help themselves with their degeneracy, and they decided that that was the hill they wanted to die on. You heard that exchange between Trump and the Maine governor the other day. Now, remember when Trump beat up the Maine governor and we played the audio for you on the show? Keep in mind before I play this audio, which I'm sure Chris is digging up as we speak, men playing in women's sports. Do you know why they focused on that portion of the tranny debate? That was the portion that Trump focused on. He campaigned on it. They made it as part of the Republican platform. Why that? Because that's really a narrow part of it. Why would he focus on that? Because if you look at the numbers, it's an 80-20 issue. 80% of the American public says, yeah, we don't need trannies in women's sports. And yet, the governor of Maine, prominent Democrats, they will chirp at Trump in public like this. And wow, I hope they keep it up.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Well,
are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with the state and federal law.
Well, we are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And
he tried to tell her. They're going to make this stance publicly. They can't let it go. It's wild. Also, on the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, should have played this earlier. It's an old video courtesy of Project Veritas, but why haven't we got the files? And when we get them, if we get them, why will they be so redacted? Remember, Amy Robach, after this undercover video came out, she was with ABC News. Listen to her. She had everything. By her own admission, she had everything. She had all the goods, and the powers that be said, you know what? Nah.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about...
The palace, that would be the English.
Prince Andrew and...
The royal family.
Threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that we... That also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything.
Clinton, the still living president of the United States of America. Pictures.
I tried for 3 years to get it on. To no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed.
Yeah. You know what I'm mad about? I'm mad about all the years I spent with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. That's what makes me mad. I'm mad about not just the money I spent. I'm mad about where the money went. Because I don't even know if I want to tell you to do this. Go look up the, quote, charitable giving of those companies. That's your money. When you pay your cell phone bill, oh, sure, they pocket a bunch of it, and they take a bunch of it, and they hand it to every vile commie cause in this country, and it's really, really, really friggin' gross. And I don't want to know what my number is, because I had a cell phone for, what, 10 years, 15 years before I found Pure Talk? Well, I'm not doing it anymore. I have Pure Talk now, and I pay less. I'm on the same 5G network, so my coverage is the same. I pay half of what I was paying before. Half. You want a free iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy? With a qualifying purchase, you switch now to PureTalk. You get a brand new phone, too. And it's 10 minutes on the phone? #250 and say Jesse Kelly is where you go to switch. #250 say Jesse Kelly.
And now...
Headline?
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Illegal migrant pedophile in ICE custody at the Liberal States Parole Board tried to save him. Oh, Chris, did I leave the loop thing on before? No way, I did it again. I think you did it, Chris. Wait a minute, should I do this whole thing again? This was fun last time. Remember when we did what? Anyway, I just want to remind you that every time you read a story about some monster, rapist, murderer, pedophile, illegal, the Democrats brought this guy into the country on purpose. Contrary to the media's implication, January had the fewest plane crashes since 1982. Yeah, but that's no comfort if you're on one of the ones that went down. Before it shuttered, USAID routed funds to the Soros-aligned causes, terrorists, and drag queens. Oh, so Soros wasn't destroying America with his money. He was destroying it with ours. I will see you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.